Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
That's Eric bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeffrey Zabar's website. Also gotwords.com, right, Jeff?
That's the one.
And also gotmargarita.com. No, that's not
got
right.
Got margaritas, exactly.
That's not it.
gotscotch.com.
Salt or no salt, that's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
So one of the things that you've always done a great job with us is bringing us some of the things that you're seeing out there from a technology front. I mean, Jeffrey and I were talking about, we were reporting on the month that that BlackBerry put their email device and their phone in one device.
Yeah.
Remember that, Jeffrey?
Back in 05.
That was 99, I think, or
2000. Yeah, that was way back there.
You were one of the first beta testers for BlackBerry on their phone.
Yeah, I remember having that thing
phone.
Flipped in my, and it was, you talk about untethering and the ability to just not have to be at your desk to receive an email. Look, this
I
is
know.
When it was a handheld device separate from the brick that was your phone.
It wasn't a phone, it was just an email device.
It was just an email device, and it was so cool. It was,
and you know, and, but you know what I miss about BlackBerries?
What's that?
I miss their speakers. I always liked my BlackBerry, but they wind up getting upside down with the technology.
Yeah.
But what I miss about BlackBerries is they had a wonderful speaker. The sound of the other person's voice in a BlackBerry has never been as good in any other device, and that's what I miss about BlackBerry.
Yeah, you know what?
The new phones, the sound, the quality of the sound of the other voice is not good.
Well, they've come a long way, baby, but they're realizing that a phone, and we've had this conversation about phones, you know, what are phones? You almost assume, okay, it's going to make a call.
Mine's
but,
a magic wand. This thing I'm holding in my hand is a magic wand.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And, you know, Samsung, after all the fiasco with the 7 and the exploding batteries and, you know, frying your pockets and your pants and nether regions, you know, they've come out with the new Galaxy S8, which they're releasing later, you know, into April. And there's a lot of discussion about what it's going to be and what it's going to do. And you know, these things have become, in fact, I'm reading up on it. I've not seen it yet, but I'm reading up on it, how they now have docking stations for them, some of these phones, because they are literally PCs.
Yeah.
They're running on PC software, you know, personal computer software, that you put it into a docking station, not unlike what you do with a laptop.
Yep.
And you have a standard keyboard and a standard monitor. You put in this dinky little docking station, and you're essentially running a computer.
Well, Jeffrey, there are millions of people who've never owned a computer, never gone online, who this year, around the world, millions, tens of millions of people, who are going to do both of those things on a phone.
Right.
On a handheld.
Absolutely.
They'll use a computer, and they'll go online with something they can hold in the hand. They've never done anything. They don't have the baggage. They were never tethered, right?
Right.
And
absolutely.
So they don't have that baggage. You and I have this baggage. We're supposed to see a screen, a big screen. We're supposed to have a keyboard. They don't have that. I mean, the kids are the same way, the younger generations.
I got to tell you, I did a I met with somebody probably about the time of the BlackBerry, when the BlackBerry became the phone and the email device. And I interviewed him. It was about the time of the Salt Lake City Winter Olympic Games.
Yep.
And he called me from there, and I interviewed him from his phone.
I remember
somewhere.
That.
And he made a comment that, look, I'm not looking to run my business from my phone. I'm just looking to stay in touch, answer
uh-huh.
emails. I got to tell you, 20 years later, you can run your business
right.
for the most part from a phone, and certainly from mm-hmm. a tablet. You know, we've had conversations about tablets, but these phones are so smart and so versatile. The only limitation is, you know, the size, in the sense
right.
of, look, if you're banging out large documents, you don't necessarily want to do it. You got to, you know, do power, you know, presentations
but
or spreadsheets.
But you know,
Jeffrey, you want to.
I remember we also said, if you in those days, 20, you know, like 18 years ago, folks, we were saying, if you want to watch technological convergence happen right in front of your eyes, watch the mobile phone industry. Right. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, back to Samsung. Samsung, the question is, now I have a Samsung S7. Brand new, within a few months. I love it. I had a 4 before, and I liked it. Now I've got a 7, and I love it. I'm a Samsung customer. I love Samsung. And because it gives me more options than Apple does. That's
right.
one of the reasons I like it. I'm
right.
a little bit of a geek.
Yep.
And so the question though is I just got a 7. Do I want to go get the 8? Right now,
what?
I can't see the motivation.
The word of the cautionary tale with all of those devices is, A, do you need to spend the money for the brand new latest, greatest, bestest? It's going to cost you, you know, brand new device. I don't know what they're announced retail for, but yep. You can assume it's going to be anywhere between $500 and $700 and be amortized or paid off by the new phone, the payment
right.
models that your phone company
right.
offers. But do you need the whiz bang? Look, I'm on an iPhone 5S. Happy as can be, has all the storage I need. Would I be wowed by more recent technology? I'm sure. Is it the phone and portable device that I need right
now?
Well,
what you don't know that you don't have, you don't miss, right?
Well, that's the thing. And it might be worth going into your provider and just monkeying on the
but
phone.
But don't we want to let the Samsung 8, don't we want to let it age in the bottle a little while?
You know what? There's a lot to be said. In as much as I don't want to be the first to download new software for my computer when it just comes off beta stage
right,
and they're announcing
right.
and you're releasing it. I like to let things get the kinks worked out.
We
a little bit.
Jeff and I both have been like that for all these years. I like to let them get about 6 to 12 months down the road, and then
yep.
I like to be like one half or to a full generation behind.
Yeah, you know, it's like depreciation on a vehicle.
Exactly.
Price drops
buy a new one right. Not buy one right. Buy. I want one of those the models the managers drive. Jeffrey Zabarly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.